Good evening, everyone. This is Pastor Jesse with
Pastor Rose.
Pastor Rose. We are
First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This is our last Wednesday of the month healing service for April the 29th, 2026. The last Wednesday of every month, we purpose to have a healing service, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and minister bodily to each and every one of our listeners. Amen.
Amen.
So you're in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right thing. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Again, this is our healing service for the last Wednesday of the month, April the 29th. And I want to start by saying that God has a divine rescue plan, and it's written in blood. It's written in blood. And Jesus is the center of God's eternal plan. It's the blood of Christ that saves us, the blood of Christ that heals us tonight. You're in the right place. If you need healing in your body, if you need restoration in your mind, whatever it is you need, by faith this evening we come to receive from the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood that he shared for us.
And amen. The blood protects us.
The blood covers, cleanses,
and
protects
us. Provides for us, strengthens us, gives us health. And his word, the eternal living word, is health and medicine to all our flesh.
In the Old Testament, God demonstrated his power. His power. We saw parting the Red Sea. We saw, miracle after miracle. God was demonstrating his power. And man would change for a little bit, but they really didn't change. So in John chapter 1, verse 14, it says that God became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ came, and he demonstrated the power of God with grace. Amen. It wasn't just power. It was power, saving power, healing power, delivering power.
Staying power.
Staying power.
Serving power.
Serving power.
Amen.
The people, they had heard religious people ministering before in the temple. They said, we've never seen this kind of authority. Jesus is the power of God manifest. And in Luke chapter 5, verse 17, our scripture for this evening, the word of God will transform our lives. You'll never change. You'll never go back to the world. The Lord says, the word that I give, you'll never thirst again. But if you're hungry and thirst for righteousness, you will be filled. Luke chapter 5, verse 17, we have the story. Jesus is at the Apostle Peter's house, and he's ministering, he's teaching. And in Luke chapter 5, verse 17, it says, the power of God was present to heal them. So the power of God was present when Jesus was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
So Pastor Rose and I tonight are teaching the Word of God and the power. And the power of God is present to heal them. Present to heal them. Amen. It's a strong conviction, a confident trust in who God is and what he promises. Let me take a side journey here. If you that are listening, you that are hearing me tonight, if I tell you, listen, call Brother Andrew, text Pastor Rose, email me, or get on our website and give us your information, and we'll send you some material free of cost. It won't cost you anything. How are you going to receive that material that's free of cost? By doing something. By calling Brother Andrew, texting Pastor Rose, emailing me, or going on our website. Amen. But you won't do that unless you trust me, and you trust the promise that I make you. So tonight, we're preaching the Word of God, and you trust the Word of God, but you have to trust in the one that made the promise.
Mm-hmm.
All the promises of God are yes, and in Christ Jesus, amen. You have to, it's not so much our faith, yes it is. It's not so much our faith in the promise, yes it is. But our faith has to be in the one that made the promise.
Yes.
And all his promises are yes and in
amen.
Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Malachi 3 says God never changes. Romans 8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Jesus is the same. The power was present to heal them. In verse 18, Luke 5:18, it says, before the power was there to heal them, the power was there to heal him. The man that they brought down the roof. Are you listening? The power was present to heal them, but nobody did nothing about it.
Nobody partook of
nobody,
it.
Nobody. It's
they
like
said, oh, I need it.
We've never heard anybody speak with this authority. What do you need? Mm-hmm. Go to Jesus. What do you need? The four men with the cripple, they lowered him down from the roof of Peter's house. And it says Jesus saw their faith. The power of God was present to heal them, but it was there to heal him. Are you hearing us tonight? This is how God works. He's not going to come back and crucify himself for your salvation if you're not saved. He's not going to come back and crucify himself for your healing if you're not healed. He has already done that.
His friends were so desperate to get him.
They were determined.
And there was no way to get in. Now, the man that was laying on that cot.
Yes.
could not do it. So his friends say, okay, we're going to hook up with your faith, and we're going to carry you, and you're going to get healed. So God saw their faith.
Yes.
He saw the man's faith, and he saw his friend's faith.
Faith requires action. You can say you've got faith to do something, but unless you do it, you don't have any faith.
And can you imagine the multiplied faith of all of them coming together?
Acts chapter 10, verse 34. God is no respecter of persons. The power of God was there to heal them, whoever needed it.
Mm-hmm.
But this man came, this friends came and brought him to Jesus, and Jesus saw their faith. So faith requires action. Acts 10:34,
yes.
God is no respecter of persons. Jesus proved mm-hmm. that. Whosoever will come to me will receive what you need. Amen. Something in this man stood out, and it wasn't just coming through the roof. Amen. Luke 5:20, when Jesus saw their faith. So here's, excuse me, here's a revelation. If Jesus saw their faith, Jesus can see unbelief. Jesus can see doubt. Everybody was there, but nobody had the faith to mm-hmm. step out in faith and say, yeah. Jesus, heal me.
Yeah.
We have incidences where they did that, but not at this time, not at Peter's house.
Yeah.
Faith is me promising you that I'm going to do something. Amen. But how will you know unless you do something? Unless you trust me, unless you trust my promise. So many, many of you that need healing tonight, many of you, listen, crowds and multitudes follow Jesus. Many were sick and needed mm-hmm. healing.
Mm-hmm.
Many needed, but only a few received. Only a few received. And right now I'm getting that if I would have been present and I had a need, I'm there at Peter's house and I'm when I'm out in the crowd and I need something from Jesus. You know what keeps me from going to Jesus? I believe that he's a healer. I believe that he can. But it's your mind. But what if he doesn't? What if he asks me? What if? Our thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that are contrary to the gospel keep us. Some of you listening tonight, you go, well, that was okay for that man. Yeah, God is no respecter of persons. You come to him in faith, and that pleases him. He's going to do whatever you need. My God, mm-hmm. Philippians 4:13 says, shall supply all your need according to his riches and his supply. Amen. So many people follow Jesus. I mean, they pushed the woman with the issue of blood. They pushed and shoved in hundreds of them. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25, do you remember Jairus? It's something how Jairus' daughter and the woman with the issue
of blood.
Everything's connected.
Mm-hmm.
The woman with the issue of blood, how many years had she been suffering?
12.
And Jairus' daughter, how old was she?
12.
Wow. Isn't that something? There's no coincidence with God.
No,
there's
everything is put in place.
This woman was... This woman was alive and suffering. The little girl was dead, and he said she's only asleep.
Mm-hmm.
It
That's
who
good.
Touched me? Jesus said, who touched me? And of course, the disciples, thinking in the natural, everybody's pushing and shoving. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, who touched you? Faith draws from God.
Oh, yeah.
Are you listening tonight?
Yeah.
Your faith draws from the anointing.
Yeah.
Your faith draws from God. We might have hundreds listening tonight, but you individually, if you believe in your heart and you come to receive and you reach out and say, Jesus,
yeah.
It doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter if it's been 12 days, 12 months, 12 years. Jesus is the healer. Healing is in Jesus. Who touched me? Tonight, you can reach out.
Yeah, draw the power.
You can reach out and draw that invisible, almighty power that left Jesus when the woman touched his hem. Faith demonstrates action. And listen to this other thing. Everything's connected. Jesus told the woman with the issue of blood, daughter, your faith has healed you. What did he tell the little girl? Daughter, arise.
Yeah.
Isn't it something? There's no coincidence with God.
Her faith
yes.
in Jesus
yes.
made her heal, and she bled no more.
And Jesus' faith in the little girl brought her back.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's connected. Jesus' healing power was present to heal all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pastor Jesse, what's the point of this message? The point of this message is the healing power. Their healing power, the response is to us. When the Word of God is preached the way we are tonight, you know, the power of God is present to heal. God says, I will watch over my Word to perform it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I will watch over my Word to perform. If we speak the Word of God, listen, Jesus promises, whenever two or more are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. I promise to manifest myself. We just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. When Jesus resurrected, he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he became a life-giving spirit, a life-saving spirit, a life-healing spirit. So he is here with us whenever two or more.
Amen.
God is more awesome, more powerful, more merciful, more graceful than our brains can imagine. We can't comprehend it. That's why it takes faith, not in our heads, but in our hearts, to receive. Mark 11:24, when you pray, whatsoever things you pray for, believe you receive, and you shall have them. I mean, that's one of the greatest promises in the New Testament. Healing begins in our spirit.
Yes,
the power of God was present to heal, but not everybody received healing.
No.
Healing begins in our spirit, in our heart, and by faith with action. Salvation, Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen.
It's already done. How about healing? If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be healed. I mean, this is how good God is. Mark chapter 6, verse 5. Mark chapter 6, verse 5. Jesus could do no mighty works there. Not that he wouldn't, but he couldn't. Verse 6 says, because of their unbelief. If Jesus can see your faith, he can see your unbelief.
That's good.
I want healing, but Jesus won't heal me. Well, you're looking at the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at you. You're looking at faith, and you're not looking at the healer. Your faith has to be in the one that made the promise.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I gave you that example of me sending materials.
Can I say something?
Yes.
The woman with the issue of blood, she went 12 years. She could have said, I've been going through this so much. I don't think Jesus can do anything for me. But she
pressed
in the against all unbelief and doubt and all the people, man, she pressed, she pushed, she shoved, she even crawled to get to Jesus. She goes up and she kept saying, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed.
How big is your want to?
Yeah.
After 12 years, she had a big want to. I don't care who sees me. I don't care what happens.
Yeah. One. I'm going to do it.
Like you said, even crawl.
Yeah.
There was a crowd. She couldn't get to him, but
yeah, man. Because she was unclean.
She was unclean.
And everybody would say, unclean, unclean, because she was, you know, bleeding all those 12 years. So people would mock her and say, get away, you know. But thank God that she was persistent and she said, I ain't.
All she did was
touch him. All they can do is stone me in that, but I'm going to go through.
Who touched me?
The crowd.
Virtue, the healing power of Jesus left yes. and healed your body. Yeah. Amen. Jesus can see faith. He can see doubt and unbelief.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Listen, tonight, Pastor Rose and I, we are not healers. We are preachers of the gospel. We give you the word of God, and your heart has to believe not just the promise, but the promise giver.
God is our healer.
He is healer. Healing is in Jesus. No one can be healed without Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank God for doctors. Thank God for medicine, vitamins, and holistic things. But there's nothing like the
Jesus.
Healer.
No.
Nothing like Jesus. Again, Luke chapter 5, verse 17, the power of God was present. When? When Jesus was teaching.
Yeah.
What are Pastor Rose and I doing tonight? Teaching. Jeremiah 1:12. God watches over his word.
Yes.
And he watches over his word to perform it. When the power of God goes out to heal and you receive, God says, that's it. That's what I want my word to do. So Pastor Rose and I were teaching the word of God tonight. Jeremiah 1:12, God watches over his word. Matthew 18:20, whenever two or more are gathered. If you're there, Rose and I, that makes three of us. Amen. Whenever two or more are gathered in my name, Jesus said, you ask anything, salvation, healing, deliverance, regeneration, restoration, mental restoration, mental competence, whatever it is, Jesus said, I will give it to you. Mark 11:24, believe you receive. Believe you receive. So tonight, Pastor Rose and I are going to pray and agree, but go ahead.
It's not enough to believe and receive. Now you got to lock in and hold on to your healing and don't let it go. Amen. You hold on to Jesus, and because he's the healer, and he revealed to me, he goes, I am the house of healing. The house of healing, and his name is Jesus, lives in you. He is the house of healing that lives in you, and we live in the house of healing. Get it?
Amen.
And his name is
Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight, your faith in Jesus' healing power, in Jesus to heal you, you must have action. You must have faith. You must demonstrate to Jesus your faith in him. James 2:26, and we'll close with this. James 2:26, faith without works is dead. It's there. It's just not producing anything. So tonight, after we pray, you receive and do something. Call somebody and say, I was healed tonight. Text Pastor Rose, let her know, email me, get on our website, tell somebody, Wednesday, April the 29th, Jesus healed me of this or that, but demonstrate, faith needs action for you to demonstrate to Jesus that you received tonight, amen? So we're going to go ahead and pray. Do you have something before?
We're doers of the word. We're doers.
Not hearers only.
Only doers get results. And doers keep calling on to the word of God and say, by his stripes, I'm healed. You know what? After 2 years, I know that I am healed. It took 2 years, people. And I want to thank you so much for your prayers that availed much and brought forth the healing in my body. I believe God, and I said, I will have smooth skin, baby skin. And let me tell you, I have baby skin, and I am healed. I am healed. Amen. I'm fully persuaded that I am healed.
Thank you, Father. Lord, we know that you are no respecter of persons,
no.
Father. And it took the woman with the issue of blood 12 years. It took Pastor Rose over a year.
Two years, people. And I have the manifestation in Jesus' name. Amen.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's 2 hours, 2 years, 2 days, it doesn't matter. Your case is an individual case, yes. And God is a personal God. He yes. is no respecter of persons. Amen. He's no respecter of persons. What he did for one, he'll do for somebody else. And there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. You don't have an illness that Jesus cannot heal. You don't have any symptoms that Jesus cannot heal. Amen?
Amen.
So tonight, Father, in Jesus' name, Pastor Rose and I are in agreement. Just like you healed me, just like you healed Pastor Rose, your healing power is present tonight yes. to heal yes. not just them, but to heal whosoever.
Amen.
Whosoever has faith in your word, whosoever has faith in you, your promise, and in you, Father. You are the healer. You are the healer. Healing is in Jesus. Apart from you, we can do nothing. But with you, Father, all things are possible.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Father, well, this morning when I was praying, God showed me a person that's been having really trouble with their mind, that their thoughts and everything are just going all different ways. You weren't even thinking right. And the Lord says, that's just the enemy coming to your mind, trying to make you think that you're losing your mind. And God says, no, you're not. In the name of Jesus, you have the mind of Christ. The memory of the righteous is blessed. So lay hands on your mind and say, I have a disciplined mind, sound mind, peaceful mind, self-control mind, and my thoughts are of God, and I have the memory of the righteous in the name of Jesus. So we speak to that person that's been having trouble even remembering things and getting your mind together. It's like your mind was shaken up and you couldn't think straight, but God says today is your day. You are healed in the name of Jesus. And that person, I'm going to call out on their right foot. They've been having fungus or athlete's foot on the soles of your feet. Lay hands on your feet. And in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that that fungus and that athlete's foot is dried up, removed, and eradicated from your foot and your body. In the name of Jesus, be healed and be made whole. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. It's gone. No more. No more. No more. No more athlete's foot. No more fungus. No more itching. In the name of Jesus. It
in
is
the
gone.
Name of Jesus.
Gone right now.
Thank
receive
you.
It. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever you need, whosoever,
hallelujah.
Whatsoever. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. The
thank
blood
you,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Let me remind you, God has a divine rescue plan, and it's written in blood. God has a divine healing plan, and it's covered by the blood of Christ. Jesus is the center of God's eternal plan. With him, all things are possible. Tonight, you receive, believe, demonstrate your faith by saying, telling somebody, amen, contact us and we'll send you some healing information in Jesus' name.
And remember, another day of living
in the light of God's word.
Amen. In his authority, in his power, in his ability. We love you. We thank you so much for coming.
Now, Father, in Jesus' name, Pastor Rose and I decree, we declare, we prophesy blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, Father, soul prosperity on your people. We call them divinely healthy, whole, and healed. In Jesus' name we say, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Say good night, Pastor Rose.
Good night, Pastor Rose, and good night, Pastor Jesse.
God bless you.
Have a blessed
evening.
We love you. God bless you.
See you soon. See you soon.